If only you could see what I've seen with your eyes.
The drugs help, right? They make you brave.
How long have you chased the dragon, Inspector?
Music on drugs. For all the highs, you're going to feel all the lows. Music appreciation is based in the right side of the brain, along with emotions and dreams. Drugs can help you tap into the resources of the right hemisphere. Consequently, drugs and music complement each other and often go hand in hand. Throughout history, musicians used drugs to help them create music. In fact, music was invented by cavemen on magic mushrooms bashing each other's heads together. Mozart used to sit down to compose with a bottle of brandy. Even the Beatles used drugs to influence their songwriting. In fact, most musicians have used drugs at some point or other. How many musicians can you think of that take or have taken drugs, often to excess? Quite a few, I bet. The reasons for taking drugs and making music are therefore clear. Drugs help you think out of the box, i.e. out of your head. They can create new neural pathways, enabling you to literally think in new ways, and thus ideas you would never normally think of appear. They can enable you to distance yourself from the song you're working on, giving you new perspective on it. This is very important. Often problems occur in songwriting when you're too close to the song, i.e. can't see the wood for the trees. Mentally taking a step back and able to get an idea of what song sounds like to the listener, not just to you, the creator. What drugs do in relationship to music creation.